This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome you to the Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, here to look at the polls. Today's poll suggests that people are angry. Wow, that's pretty big news, huh? Would never have thought that. A new poll shows that most Americans surveyed are happy with their friends. You happy with your friends, Kara? You happy with your friends, Victoria?
Yeah, I am. I'm very lucky.
Okay. Happy with your family? You happy with your family?
Yes, very. I'm very lucky there.
You feel good about your finances?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel good about work?
Yes.
Okay.
Very lucky there, too.
It's government, particularly the federal government, that is making people see red. According to this poll, 8 out of 10, this Associated Press GFK poll, saying that they're dissatisfied to the point of being angry with the way the federal government is working or not working, while about the same proportion say that they are satisfied or enthusiastic about their personal lives. Republicans are far more likely to be angry. Half of all GOP voters who were surveyed compared with about a third of the Democrats. And those Republicans that are supportive of Donald Trump, the front runner, say they are just plain angry. It drives their political ideology and their overall disdain for the political system that doesn't work is something that is endemic in both parties. Both Democrats and Republicans say that career politicians are messing this country up. Washington insiders are messing this country up. So there's nothing new here. I don't see anything different here. I think that's why, I mean, you don't have to have a poll to tell you that people are ticked off. Just look at what's going on. Look at the faces of the people in the crowds of these various. Listen to this. Death threats yesterday on the internet aimed at Bernie Sanders. People angry because of what happened. Well, I guess it was aimed at the supporters of Bernie Sanders who directing their ire yesterday at the Nevada Democratic Party and its chairwoman threatened her life. They say
my mom,
she,
who's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, what I've gleaned out of this is that they are saying that the whole business in Nevada was completely rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton and that Bernie Sanders basically got it in the neck.
Well, it's so interesting because there it was violent in Nevada.
Yeah.
It got really ugly.
That footage is kind of scary.
It's scary. And you go, okay, they were predicting this at the RNC if they couldn't come to an agreement with the candidate. No one ever predicted this for the Democrats.
But
I thought it was so interesting because my mom, who we are not politically on the same same line at all.
She's definitely
on the left. She's a Democrat supporting Hillary Clinton. And she made the comment to me yesterday. She goes, ugh, I hate Bernie Sanders. I said, what? She goes, ugh, I just hate it. I don't hate it. I'm so sick of his supporters. I'm just tired of it. He just needs to go away. And
really?
I think that's the feeling because the establishment and Hillary Clinton supporters.
And your mother is a Democrat teacher, union member.
Yeah, Hillary supporter.
The traditional Democratic voter. She's not a different thinker, a new thinker. She likes the way things are in the Democratic Party.
And she's the only woman that Hillary Clinton is doing well with. I think Hillary's doing well with, 55-plus women, and everybody else is going for Bernie. And so I thought, I was like, what? What are you saying? And she goes, I'm so tired of it. He just needs to go away. And really? I just thought that was so telling because you're missing the message. The message with Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is what you're talking about here, that people are disgusted. And I don't want people to paint me as someone angry because I support Donald Trump. I'm fed up with the system that isn't representing me anymore. And it's not that I'm an angry person.
But your mother doesn't know it doesn't represent her either.
She's hopeful that it does. She's a holdout, I guess. Oh. But, you know, I've recognized it doesn't represent me, and that's why I'm supportive of who I am.
There's a big to-do today among the union groups that are supporting Hillary Clinton or that are Democrats, fighting over who's going to have the more say or sway at the convention, the environmentalists, the unions. And your mother is a teachers union member and had been for 30-some-odd years. So she's the person that they look to for support. And she's comfortable with the status quo because that's what she knows, and it's afforded her a certain amount of comfort. The union has protected her, not that she needed protection, but there are other people that she worked with who were protected, who ought not to have been protected.
If you talk to her candidly, she will tell you that the teachers union doesn't do much anymore, which is ridiculous. She's such a supporter of the teachers union.
Who should be fired for being fired. That's what the teachers union does.
She totally acknowledges that there are teachers that should not have jobs because either they have gotten too old and they're just tired and they don't want to do it anymore, or they're too young and they're not showing to work in time. We actually talked about it yesterday. She goes, you know, in my last couple of years of teaching, she said, one of the things I found with new teachers is that they don't come to work on time. Like, how do you do that if you're a teacher? That's one of the jobs you need to be on time for.
Right.
She goes,
yeah.
I don't know. They show up, but, you know, 5 minutes till the bell or 5 minutes after the bell.
Yeah. Well, they're
tired, then. Yeah.
Yeah, right. They don't. They can do anything they want. After a certain number of years, they get tenured, 3, 4, 5, 6 years? They have tenure. They have to do something like put their sperm into a donut or a brownie in order to get fired. That's what the teacher, was that last year or the year before, the teacher in L.A.?
Several years ago, he was serving it on crackers, and he still didn't get fired.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a real story?
Yes.
To a kid with, get this, to a kid with disabilities.
Oh.
He was tutoring this child after school, making him eat, making him eat. On a cracker.
Yeah.
That's and how crazy. Is this person not in jail?
Well, that's the point.
I think he is now,
but it took
a while.
The teacher stood up for him for a year and a half across the city of Los Angeles, $1.6 million to get rid of this guy.
Oh.
That's what's wrong. And that's what your mother stands for, in a sense.
Well,
I like your mother a lot, but that means that's the people who pay the union dues.
Yeah, she does not stand for that.
No, but you know what I'm saying. The union dues that go to savings.
Is not what Jennifer's mom is for.
No, trust me when I tell you no.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is craziness. All right, on the other side, Ben Carson is looking for a vice presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump. So, can you believe
this? Why can't Ben Carson just go take a nap? I mean, come on, Ben. Really?
I love Ben Carson, but he's not really good at the secret keeping, and so this makes me reevaluate, like, the people that voted for him. If he were in charge of the nuclear codes, would you just be like, come on, Ben? And he'd be like, no, I can't tell you. Oh, come on. And then he'd be like, all right.
Don't tell anyone.
All right. So Carson said that Sarah Palin was on the list, along with John Kasich, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie. Trump swatted that away on Twitter, saying, nope, that's not true. So Carson walked back on the speculation that all these people were going to be in the list. They are not any of them on the list. Well, I don't know about Kasich. But Trump just said no to all of them, at least publicly, which, you know.
Well, I think Kasich last night said no to Trump, too.
Right.
I think he said if he was asked, he would turn it down.
Kasich still thinks he's going to win.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Hello. Here's the reality bell. Wake up, little Johnny. Wake up. 16 past the hour. Let me help you help some people in the name of Good Day. This is something that I decided I would do a couple of weeks ago. Somebody asked me to do it. And so I'm doing it with a request for you to consider $75 a year to help somebody who cannot help himself or herself. And again, I said this yesterday when we first started talking about these children who are in Latin America who are suffering because they don't have enough food. They don't have any food. They have any water. They have no place to live. Well, aren't there people in our country that are in the same boat, in the same circumstance? Yes and no. But in our infrastructure, there are more people who are likely to help this sort in our country than they are in Haiti or Guatemala or some of these other 17 countries that are in Central America or in the Caribbean that has their lives have been ruined by storms. I mean, the earthquake in Haiti. Look, there's nothing there. And we stopped focusing on it. News media stopped after the story was over. The story wasn't really over. The story is just sort of beginning for these families who have children and they don't know where they are. Many of these children are orphans. They don't know anything about anything. Everything was completely destroyed. We have no idea. You may have seen pictures in Time magazine or something, video footage after the earthquake of children running around looking for their parents. But this is a couple of years ago. And the situation is the same because they have no infrastructure. They have no government. They have nothing. You'll have somebody who's supposedly titularly the head of Haiti, but there's no government there. It's like being in no man's land. So what happens to all these children? Well, they're left to survive on their own. If you'd like to help, call 844-868-4673. That's 844-868-HOPE. Or you just hit #250 on your phone. Hit the pound, number 250, and use the word give. You will be helping a youngster. Maybe you want to help two. Maybe you want to help three or four, whatever. But your donation will make a difference in the life of this small child who probably dies without your help. I mean, that's really the bottom line. These people are dying, and they need your help. So help them out. 844-868-4673, 844-868-HOPE, or #250, and use the word give.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Worry
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Three past the hour. Should I drop the rock clock time? We given it enough promotion? You know what the rock clock is? Shenzhen, you remember the rock clock from yesterday?
I do remember. Of course, I smell what the rock is cooking.
The rock is cooking. Something is good. A lot of layers of videos and messages. Anyway, you can, I'm sure, just Google to find out. I'm not going to explain it again. If you didn't hear me talking about what the rock clock is. So our focus here is music in this portion of every hour. And we have some music from DNCE, Joe Jonas, the lead singer. Jonas Brothers don't exist anymore. Is that it? Or are they
not as a group?
But not as a group. Okay. Yeah, they're individual. Okay. So he's the oldest of them, is he not?
He's the middle.
Yeah, is he? Who's the oldest?
Joe Jonas is the middle. Kevin Jonas, who played guitar and didn't sing, is the oldest.
I don't even know.
What was the other one's name? What was Baby Jonas? Baby Jonas is Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Jonas is doing really well. Although, so was Joe Jonas with this band, DNCE. Yeah. Or Dan. Right.
Joe was like the one. He was like the cutest one. Yeah. And he dated all the big stars.
Okay. So there's a new music video for a single that's been released called Toothbrush.
In a limbo, half hypnotized. Each time I let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets. We play the moment on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before.
When you're standing there in your underwear with the t-shirt from the night before.
The lyrical genius, this guy. Well, those purity rings are gone for sure.
Yeah.
Like they ever really existed.
Yeah, I know. So this is their second single from an EP called Sway. And the music video that supports Toothbrush features Ashley Graham. Why do we have interest in Ashley Graham, you ask? Because she is the plus-size model that's on Sports Illustrated's cover, this swimsuit edition. And so much hoopla was made out of this very attractive woman who looks like a normal woman to me.
A little hotter than normal, I think.
Well, in terms of size. The size woman who is this size is a woman. She looks like a woman. She's got curves and a body. She doesn't have a stick like Tom Terrific in the old cartoons when it was used to have a stick of his head, a stick of his arms, and a stick of his leg. And no, that's
a
not...
A very effective way to draw, just for the record.
Yeah. Well, it's not... Much. I don't... This is not my definition of womanhood, but Ashley Graham is. So, now, help me here. Is the video released or just the single audio?
It has not come out yet. The audio is out. The video, they teased a still of Ashley Graham with Joe Jonas in bed in the video.
Really?
So she's playing his love interest. She's the girl in the underwear with the t-shirt on.
Oh.
So the band is getting a lot of positive press for this because it's not just another stick-looking girl that they, right. you know, did a cattle call of models for to cast now, it. So it's really nice.
Would you say Joe Jonas was... I don't know what he looks like. I've never seen a picture
of him. He's adorable. He's cute.
Is he?
Yeah, he's cute.
Well, and when you say cute, does he look like a man? Or does he look like...
He's a man boy. Yeah, he looks like a man boy. Yeah, I mean, he looks like a 24 or 5-year-old guy.
Right. Okay. So he's not overly...
He's
overly
not a Blake Shelton, like, hunk of a guy. Like, he's not...
Yeah. What was that, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay. DNC had a breakout called Cake by the Ocean, which is still climbing the charts.
It's still on the charts from last summer.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was the first tune that was big, and now Toothbrush is expected to be the second one. Is that basically how we overview the second one?
You're saying it wrong. It's Toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
Would you get it right?
Toothbrush.
I use my toothbrush.
Toothbrush. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give them a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, focusing on the Supreme Court yesterday hearing a case that challenged the birth control. Say it again. There it is, Doug. Birth control requirement of the Affordable Health Care Act. So, if you didn't remember, Obamacare requires that most employers cover birth control in their health care plan. If an employer has a religious objection, the plan lets outside insurance companies cover the need. But a group of religious nonprofits sued the government, saying that it goes against their religious beliefs. A case made it to Supreme Court. The federal government has now spent $44 million defending this particular circumstance. Who knows what the private sector has spent? I'm just talking about what your tax dollars have been used for in this latest go-round of something that never, ever should have been a part of Obamacare. This is something that, in my opinion, needs not be there. You take care of your own self when it comes to these sorts of things. And don't get into a flap that you could have seen your way around.
Well, I think it can be there because a lot of women use birth control for things that are not birth control related.
Right. Yeah, right.
But that being said, I am so pro-business, and it's gotten so difficult for businesses to operate that to force the hand of businesses to offer something they don't believe in, I think, is unconstitutional because you're not, like, let's just use Hobby Lobby, for instance, because everybody likes to use that one, or Chick-fil-A, right? Let's use Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No one forces me. If I know that Hobby Lobby doesn't offer birth control, and that's important to me, no one's forcing me to go work at Hobby Lobby. I can work at Michael's across the street.
Yep.
And so I am protective of the business's right to say, hey, look, this isn't what I want to do. This is not what I want to provide because we're in a free economy where I can go work or try to get a job wherever I want. But I don't think we should automatically discount it either because most people, most companies are going to say, sure, birth control, no big deal. And those are the companies that women who need it for whatever purpose are going to want to work for.
What would Merrick Garland say? People say, huh? Who's Merrick Garland?
Should we do a WWMD. What would Merrick do? There we go.
All right. So how many of you remember who Merrick Garland is? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
You do?
Me.
You remember? Yep. Kara does, Victoria?
Ah. Nope.
Okay.
You know, Victoria.
Edumacate me.
All right. So this is a, the Supreme Court yesterday said they're going to kick this back down to the lower court, which means the 4-4 split has once again reared its ugly head. And that's because there are only four, there are eight people, four on one side, four on the other side. There's no compromise here. The circumstance, when it comes to what the lower court has ruled, will stand. But then there are people who say, okay, well, Mr. Obama put forth Merrick Garland to be the next Supreme Court justice. Why, if he were there, we wouldn't have this problem. I don't know what his decision would be, but at least probably wouldn't be a 5-4 split. That's why there are nine members on the Supreme Court. So this is their way of basically rendering they're just useless. They're rendering no decision means that it goes back to where it came from, and they've spent all of this time and all this money on this. It's reflective of the stalemate that is so much a part of government everywhere, and it doesn't work, and the Republicans are in the way of getting this guy or anybody through at this point in time because they don't want an Obama nominee.
Yeah, they've just resigned to not do their job. They're just, that's no matter what, they're not
going to do their reasoning is that typically lame duck presidents don't appoint Supreme Court nominees. But don't you think that this is actually not the worst lesson to kick something back to the local court that it came from and say, work it out? I don't mind this lesson. I feel like the Supreme Court needs to do the biggest decisions in the land. And, you know, if it can be kicked back to us to a lower court, go for it.
Okay. Does the same ruling apply to Viagra? This has been a back and forth. You know, Viagra is covered. Birth control is not covered. And is there a question about Viagra, even though the two are not used? Well, I suppose, no, they're not really used for the same purposes. I find it unnecessary in my world for the government to pay for Viagra. I think they should be. I don't think that there should. Thank you. I don't think they should. I don't think the government. This is not the government's business to be paying for a guy to have their enhancements.
If they're going to continue to pay for Viagra, then what is their possible argument against paying for birth control?
I don't know.
We don't know if that's the case here. We don't know if Viagra is covered. So we're assuming.
Yes, it is. Viagra is covered. Covered. Yep, Viagra is covered. So, but in this circumstance, do these churches have a problem with Viagra?
No.
No,
there's nothing. There's no church that has any problem with Viagra. No religion has any problem with Viagra.
That's a broad statement.
Can you name one? It has nothing to do with birth control. So the Catholics don't mind if somebody needs to pop a little blue pill. They don't care.
But see,
it's the receiving end of the blue pill that
needs to
be taken care of.
It's like these things are set up. It's like there's a setup here. There's a message that goes deeper than what the real issue is. Am I the only one who thinks that? This is a setup. This is a political setup to draw the lines of the distinction, if you will, of those who believe and those who don't believe, to make that rift bigger, to sort of force on us a decision that we ought to be making for ourselves,
yeah.
Not the
and
government.
See, for me, it's not about birth control at all. It's about forcing a hand of a company.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like, look, if I don't want to work, if I need birth control because I have polycystic ovaries or whatever, and this is true for my own life, I'm speaking from reality. If that's the case, then I'm not going to take the job at the company that doesn't offer the full health care package that I need.
And
to me, that's their loss, because I'm a darn good employee. So if they don't want to provide me with what I need, then I go somewhere else. And I think we need to start looking at it that way. By adapting that attitude, it sort of forces the hands of the businesses when it's their choice and it's a free market thing, and let them add it in themselves.
Well,
they're not going to voluntarily do that, though. So you're saying they feel like they're missing out on candidates, great candidates, they might.
Well, then that's just good business, and that has nothing to do with religion, then.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to either override their religious beliefs and say, we're going to go leaning towards better business and better employees and providing for our employees, or they're going to have to stay on the other line and say, all right, we just don't believe in any birth control whatsoever, and Jennifer and anyone else with any type of polycystic ovarian syndrome is going to have to go somewhere else. I mean, then they're going to have to make a choice. They can't have it both ways.
I wouldn't have thought this discussion was going to end up in a conversation about polycystic ovaries.
It's reality, baby.
It's a total reality. I've had ovarian cysts burst, and I've needed to be on the pill for it, too. And
happy to do birth control.
Did the insurance pay for the pills?
At the time, I was working for a company that supported all of it, so yes.
No. Okay. Well...
But if it was a chronic illness for me, and endometriosis also can benefit from certain types of pills, I would have to heavily weigh my options as an employee candidate. I'd have to say, you know what, this is going to take a hit out of my monthly budget. I can't afford to take this job if you don't cover it.
You see how frustrating this is? Wow.
Try being a woman.
Oh, then I could be part of the LGBT movement.
Q. Don't forget the Q.
No, wait. How come women are only in that?
I don't know. Well, as a man, if I were a woman, I could go into a woman's restroom.
What?
Right?
What?
All right, you went off the rails on us.
Can I do that if I have a sex train?
He's on the crazy train. Whoop, whoop.
That's more... 40, what, just today you're discovering that? 42 past the hour. TV report next on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be.
Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
By now, 46 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I am so frustrated.
Oh.
The television world is not simple anymore. There are too many choices, and it's so difficult. I'm contemplating buying new television sets for my new house. So Meredith has a Samsung. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's connected to a box that's connected to Netflix, that's connected to Amazon, that's connected to regular TV. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll go get a couple of these because I know how they work.
I'll give you a tip. Most TVs now are wireless, Dougie.
Really?
You don't need to have all those connections.
Well,
just run into the wall.
Bob, yeah, I know. Bob K, who's my pal and works on the program with me, says he's going to take me out to get it. Help me get a new TV. So I said, well, I've decided I want a Samsung. And he says, if you want to get a Samsung, that's cool. If you ever expect to cut the cable and be able to receive over-the-air signals, don't buy a Samsung.
Okay, I have a better idea for you. I'm not saying that Bob the K is not a genius. What does over-the-air signal mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm not saying that Bob the K is not a genius, because he is.
Channel 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that, like, regular.
How does that even exist without... All right, I don't. If you need, if you want to find the
really
best rate
divide here.
On a TV, are you listening, Dougie? I'm giving you a hint here.
Yeah, I'm listening.
If you want to find the best price on a TV, you need to call my daddy, Michael Horn, who knows every rate for every TV in every major store around the country.
Well, I don't care about that.
You need to call him. He'll tell you.
But do I get? Well, all I want to be able to get is. The stuff, I mean, I'm happy with what Meredith has at her house, and that's what I want at my house.
Oh,
so, and she has a Samsung screen.
Does she have a cable box?
She has a cable box.
Okay.
And she also
has... Do what
has,
Bob says. He's going to have to be the maintenance guy. So tonight on TV... tonight on TV that Doug can't watch. the very first primetime special for Fox's Megyn Kelly, it's going to premiere on Fox TV, not Fox News. And that's where she's had this very overly publicized sit-down for the first time with Donald Trump. She also will speak with Michael Douglas and Laverne Cox, also attorney Robert Shapiro. So that's
she's
tonight
trying to replace Babu Wawa.
Yes, maybe
the new
so.
Bob Wawa.
Yeah, the Wawa. Season 13 of NCIS also ends tonight. You can check that out 8 o'clock on CBS.
The end of Michael Weatherly. Are they going to kill him off? What's the spoiler?
They just might. I can't give you a spoiler like.
Was that renewed for next season?
Oh yeah. It's the number one show. Still after 8 years.
The Flash airs at 8 o'clock on CW, and then The Voice, live semifinal results show at 8 o'clock on NBC. You can also check out The Real O'Neills on NBC. And if you're into Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's the third season finale. That's at 9 o'clock on ABC. At 9 o'clock on CBS, you'll get to see the second season finale of NCIS New Orleans. I know that you like that show too, Dougie.
No, I don't. I don't like that show.
You don't?
No. Nope.
Oh, I thought you liked New Orleans.
No, I don't like this. I don't like it. Nah.
Bummer for me. After Megyn Kelly on Fox at 9, Coupled is a new series premiere where 12 women begin their search for love.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Day today, and whatever you've got to do, let's see.
Fine.
I'm
just for the record,
you feel pretty. There are a few dramas going on behind the scenes, but we can't let that distract us from doing a wonderful radio program, which now focuses on the chicken that gets to your soul. How is your soul? Do you feel like you need to be in touch with your soul? Amy Newmark is the author and editor of all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And today we're going to talk about your dreams, your premonitions. What do your dreams tell you about you coming up next year on Good Day?
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. Amy Newmark is the author and the publisher and the editor-in-chief of all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. From the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions, an overview of what your dreams reveal. Are this your dreams, Amy? My dreams? All of our dreams?
Your own personal dreams. So I found this book so fascinating. Today I want to talk about how people can use their dreams to help them improve their health or even realize that there's something seriously wrong and they need to go to a doctor.
That sounds like a pretty cool thing. I think a lot of times what we, at least what I've always thought, is that your dreams foretell a story, in a manner of speaking, or at least they can. So how does that work here?
So I don't think we have to get into guardian angels or spirit guides or any of that woo-woo stuff. I think the key is that when you're dreaming.
May I chuckle a little at the woo-woo stuff? I happen to believe
that's
in all
a
of that.
Publishing term. Woo-woo is an official term.
Woo-woo stuff. Yeah, I know. A lot of people think it is woo-woo stuff. I happen to think.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not. Because if you think about it, when you're sleeping, that's when your subconscious can really talk to you. You're so distracted during the day with everything going on, you can't actually listen to those inner thoughts. You know how you sometimes say, oh, I thought about that for a sec, but then I got distracted and went on? In your dreams, you can actually listen to those thoughts, and your dreams can say to you, hey, you know that problem you've been having? I think it's such and such. And it's just yourself. You're talking to yourself. We all know ourselves better than we think we do.
Really?
Yeah. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
All right. So we had a story from this woman named Christy, and she lived in Honolulu, and in her dream, the Honolulu Police Department pulled her over. And she didn't know why, because she wasn't speeding. There was no reason to pull her over. They gave her a breathalyzer in her dream, although it was a weird-looking breathalyzer. And then the cop came back to her car and said, I've got the results, and you are most definitely lactose intolerant. It had never occurred to Christy that she was lactose intolerant, at least in her waking hours. Mm-hmm. But she had been having digestive problems. Turned out she stopped eating dairy products. Her digestive problems went away. Her subconscious knew, even though she wasn't paying attention when she was awake.
So the power of the subconscious is really the focus here. And what an amazing feature of our humanity the subconscious is. There are all kinds of great books around. There are all kinds of references to using your subconscious. Most people don't know, nor do they use that gift. Do you agree?
Yeah, and my eyes were opened to this by this Dreams and Premonitions book. And I think I'm a very practical, scientific person. This actually makes total sense to me.
It does, absolutely. All right, Chicken Soup for the Soul, chickensoup.podbean.com. Search Chicken Soup for the Soul wherever you want to get your podcast, or you can find the podcast of this discussion at dougstefan.com. Amy Newmark on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.